I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, December 24th, 2012, Christmas Eve, to order, and call on Mr. Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we want to come before you this morning and praise you for the great God that you are. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you pour upon us. We thank you for this time of year and so much time that we get to share with family and things like that. We just pray, Lord, that you just give us guidance to do that. And we pray today that as we go about the business that's put before us, that you just give us guidance for that, give us wisdom to make decisions in a way to be pleasing to you. Just watch over us and take care of us. But we want to pray for those that may be in harm's way, that are maybe away from home, dear Lord, for some reason or other. We pray for both those that are away and the family that's left behind also, and just lift them up to you, that you give them a peace that can only come from you. We thank you for the watching over us and just pray that you continue to do so. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Finley. Gentlemen, we have a light agenda until we get into the budget discussions. And for the edification of those listening, we will carry out the order of the County Commission here in the Commission hearing room. And as is posted on the door, when it comes time for our budget discussions, we'll move up to the table where all of our budgetary documents are and work with the auditor, and everyone is welcome to sit in on those meetings as well. Do we not have accounts payable?
Do they stop paying the last 2 weeks, remember?
We have a whole box of accounts payable. I saw them on
I didn't see them. Did you see them, Dan?
Yeah, I seen that box sitting on there.
Is that last week's, or is it this
week? I don't know about that now.
It had today's date on it.
Okay.
I went through them on Friday. I'm going to, here in just a moment, we'll recess it. I'll go see if I can grab that box.
I've seen that sitting over there, but I thought maybe it might have been last week.
We have some previous meeting minutes, but those are not with us. Is that right? We have some exec session minutes. We'll hold those till Thursday. And agenda request review. Guys, do you have any suggestion for next Monday or this Thursday?
I think she's going to go ahead and post those abatements or
court orders.
Court orders. Thursday, Friday, and Monday, I believe.
Donald Needley's thinking is that on a daily basis at the end of the year, we're going to need to approve a number of changes that are forthcoming from individuals that are coming in to pay taxes. Okay. And it would make it easier, in fact, if we had it posted and were able to do so. And I don't see Ms. Scheller. Child support cooperative agreement. We have in front of us the agreement that has been reviewed by counsel, and he's approved as to form. There is also a copy of it here that has been signed by both Greene County and Christian County. I can find it.
Did Frank mention any, did they highlight any changes? This is something that we do.
This is the third year in a multi-year agreement. It was
right.
For 2011, 2012, and the last year will be 2013. The caveat is that we approve it on an annual basis.
Right.
Okay.
Is it listed exactly as you've got here, Ron? I'll make a motion that we approve the child support cooperative agreement.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the child support cooperative agreement as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sign that. I had asked that we put county contracts, agreements on the agenda. We had been asked by Pat to take a look at the annual agreement that we have county with county council now. That expires on 12/31. There is a request that at the the 2.5-year period, which would fall something around June 1st, that we look at or consider a $250 a month increase over what we currently have.
You said that's going to be in June?
No, I said that wrong if I did. What I meant was that at that particular time, I think we will have been in it for 2.5 years. That was when it was originally requested, that at that time, if we felt comfortable, that we would extend the same agreement early with an increase to kick in at that time of $250. If we agree to that, then for the last 6 months, the agreement would be paying $250 per more month. Said June 1st, so that would really be the last 7 months, I guess.
So what expires right now? Their current contract?
The agreement we have with our counselor expires 12/31.
Just with Frank only, because Pat's deal is an hourly basis.
Yes, sir. If I could let you two gentlemen sit for a minute, I'd declare a recess. I'll run up and see if I can find those accounts payable.
That's all right.
Let's stand in recess, Travis. I don't want to get that bottom.